What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in this afternoon on this fantastic Friday afternoon. Glad you're spending your day with us. And we're also going to spend some time with your friend and mine, Frank Cusimano, sports director, Channel 5, KSDK. Hey, Frank.
Brad, great to be with you. I hope everybody's doing well.
We are doing well. Unfortunately, the Cardinals are not. And I want to talk just a moment about some of the trades that we've seen recently. I know it's not necessarily over the last 24 hours or so, but you know, we've seen some trades, whether it be Ryan Helsley, Steven Matz, and Eric Fetty, and some others. Obviously, the Cardinals are in selling mode right now. What's your analysis of what we've gotten in exchange for some of the players we've offloaded?
Yeah, you know, Brett, I wish I could be like an expert on the players that they acquired, but, and I know some people do that on radio and TV and they don't know what they're talking about. All I can say is this: John Mozeliak had one mission, to get assets back for his three free agent pitchers who are going to leave and you'd get nothing in return. And if you look at the rankings, and that's all we can do, and there are guys that do this for a living that rank these minor league players. Now, whether it turns out that they're going to be major leaguers, no one knows at this point. But the rankings for the shortstop Baez from the Mets, who could be a third baseman, really high. He's going to be the Cardinals' sixth best prospect as he joins the organization. And then the first baseman from the Red Sox is a guy that hits for power, hits for average. I mean, I think that's a pretty nice pickup. And then the other pitcher they got in the Helsley deal from the Mets is also highly regarded. He throws hard. So I give John Mozeliak, you know, a passing grade because he did what he had to do. He moved the three before they could leave without getting anything in return.
Hey, Frank, Ethan here. The latest news for the Cardinals, Nolan Arenado going to the injured list with a right shoulder strain. They activate Nolan Gorman as a result. They also recalled a couple of other guys for the bullpen from Memphis from all the trades they made. But specifically with Nolan Arenado, I'm seeing some speculation out there that, okay, you know, we're post-trade deadline in a season where the Cardinals have clearly made it, you know, they've made it known kind of what the direction is, not just for the rest of the year, but it feels like for the next couple of years, potentially. We know Nolan Arenado wants to be on a contending team. I don't know. The timing of this is kind of interesting. Him going on the IL the day after the trade deadline. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, first of all, if he is hurt, it's a blessing in disguise, because Nolan Gorman has been activated. And what were the two goals at the beginning of the season? Find out about Jordan Walker, play him every day, and find out about Nolan Gorman, play him every day. Walker got hurt, Gorman got hurt, and they didn't trade Arenado, so they couldn't give Gorman regular playing time. Now, you know, this is the way it should be. Hey, you're 55-55. You are not going to be playing baseball in October. Find out about Nolan Gorman, who has an exceptional skill of hitting with power, and find out if he can get on base a little bit more. He's cut down on his strikeouts. I know it's been an up and down season, but this is a blessing. And, you know, I'm not sure, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist right now with Arenado. But look, he had one of the worst. July of 2025 may have been the worst month of his career as a hitter. So maybe there is something going on with his shoulder.
Well, Frank, I also want to ask you, because even though the Cardinals have been sellers, it looks like the Padres have been buyers. And as I've been looking over some of the trades that the Padres put together, they have a far more formidable team now than they did a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and look, they're 11 games over 500. They've won five in a row. They have elite talent like Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. These two organizations are certainly not in the same place, and I applaud San Diego for going for it. Because, you know what, as we've seen with other teams that are wild cards, you get hot in October, you can win the whole thing.
Hey, we've only got a few seconds left, Frank, but what do you got coming up on Sports Plus this weekend?
Okay. The Billikens had a really good player by the name of Terrence Hargrove. We're going to tell his story because he went from East St. Louis to Denmark to continue his professional career, and he played so well in the NBA Summer League. He's now been signed by the Denver Nuggets.
That's cool.
He'll play in their G League. He's one step away, one of my favorite people. It's a great success story.
Frank, great. Thanks for talking to us, Frank. We'll be checking Sports Plus this Sunday night on Channel 5. Talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you, Brett.
Hey, we've got more coming up next on 97.1 FM Talk.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.